This is Rebbe from Yofa.net, and you're listening to a recording from the Weight Drop Workshop. You've probably wished that you had more willpower, or you've probably worked on having more willpower. A lot of people talk about willpower and discipline, and the problem with this is that willpower, it eventually runs out, and the force that makes certain ways of eating attractive, it's a stronger force when it's in gear than the force of our willpower. We know that because we can only keep it going for just so long, and then once we relax, we go off the diet. So we want to just change this whole thing completely. So the next chapter is diets and exercise by themselves do not work, because unless you have the desire to follow those programs, you know, they're just as good as a book on the shelf or a piece of paper on your refrigerator. And so in this program, we're coming from a different angle. So forget about willpower. You can use your willpower if you want. If there's a certain diet that you want to do alongside of this, that's fine. But let's reduce our expectation of willpower to just seeing it as it's a tool, it's a limited thing that we use when we can. But it's not the answer to our problems. So when it fails, all is not lost. If you put all your faith in your willpower and then it runs out, well, that's pretty depressing. It's pretty frustrating. You feel helpless. You feel hopeless. But when you realize that willpower is not the answer, it's just one of the tools in your toolbox, the answer is much bigger than willpower. The answer resides inside of you naturally. Now, you don't have to get so upset when you fall off the wagon, so to speak. You expect it because you know that willpower can only go for so long, and it can only do so much. So let's understand that diets and exercises, it's like a car. If it's got no gas and if you don't have the key, it's useless to you. And a diet is like that. If you don't have the gas and you don't have the key, it's just going to sit there. So let's really get into those nooks and crannies of our belief systems to understand that the diet is a small little piece. It's a little tool that you can use or not. You know, if you open your toolbox and you've got a whole bunch of screwdrivers, all different sizes, some of them are flat and some of them are Phillips and all that, if you take out one screwdriver and it doesn't really match the screw that you're trying to use it on, you just take another one. It's no big deal. It's not like all hope is lost. And that's the way diets are. Just don't worry about it. You can use them, you can not use them, and we've got a much bigger game plan here. I'll meet you on the next recording.